Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So, we had Shark Week. We had Shark Month, I think they now have. Okay. Sharks, sharks, sharks. It's time to talk bears. It is National Fat Bear Week. Is that really a thing? Naomi Boak is the Katmai Conservancy Media Ranger at Katmai National Park and Preserve. Hey, Naomi.
I'm a National Park Service Media Ranger at Katmai National Park.
National Park Service Media Ranger. Well, let's give you that promotion right now. There you go.
Thank you.
You bet.
Although we do love the Katmai Conservancy. They're our partners in this.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about this. So up there, tell me a little bit about the Katmai National Park and Preserve and your relation with them and what they do and what they... I know it's a sprawling area and there are a lot of bears up there and they're protecting bears and other wildlife. So tell me a little bit about that area.
Well, Katmai National Park and Preserve is on the southwest peninsula of Alaska. It's about 320 miles southwest of Anchorage. Katmai National Park has 4.4 million acres. So that's about the size of the state of Connecticut. And we are not the largest national park in Alaska. So just different dimensions to everything in Alaska. And in Katmai National Park, we have somewhere over 2,200 brown bears. Only brown bears, no black bears. And where I live and work in the summer season is at the Brooks Camp Developed Area, which is a sort of 1.5-mile radius area in Katmai. And the center of this camp area is the Brooks River. And at the Brooks River, we have the highest concentration of brown bears in the world during the summer and fall season. And it's amazing. It is just a glorious place. And this year, we had a record-breaking salmon run, and the salmon are the reason that all those bears are there. We had over 800,000 salmon go through the Brooks River this year.
Wow. And how do you know that?
How do I know that? There are people who have ways of doing those counts because we are part of the Bristol Bay watershed, which is the largest sockeye salmon run in the world. So there are other people with better salmon expertise than I who do those counts.
I'm sure. And so in general, so that's a record-breaking salmon count. We hear so much about, you know, the bad things that are going on in the environment and everything like that. What do we attribute that there's such a great run of salmon right now?
Well, I think one of the things that we celebrate during Fat Bear Week is the incredibly healthy ecosystem of the Brooks River. And salmon need clean, cool water, and we have that. Now, we've seen effects of climate change. Last year, we had some 90-degree days. We've never had that before. This year was a more normal summer, mostly in the 60s and 50s, but it was just an amazing summer. And the last 4 years, we've had very good salmon run. So that makes this year the fattest Fat Bear Week ever.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Fat Bear Week. So you go to explore.org and right there in the middle of the page, just above the little video, there's a blue banner. You can click on that. It says, you know, vote for Fat Bear Week. It takes you right to the page. Then you've got basically a bracket challenge, kind of just like March Madness. We've got 12 bears. And so four bears got a bye in the first round. Now, I don't know, Naomi, how much you were involved in the selection and that process, but what goes on behind closed doors? How do those four bears get a bye into the second round?
Well, this is very, there's a lot of work goes into this. My fellow media ranger, Brooklyn White, and I made the brackets.
Okay.
And to be on the brackets first, you have to be a July and a September bear. because we had got to show fat and skinny photos.
Yeah.
Then you have to be photographed. And then once we've done that, then we sift through and we see who have the good stories. Now, the buys. The buys are some amazing bears here. I mean, Bear 480 Otis is a two-time champion of Fat Bear Week, so he gets a buy. Bear 128 Grazer is just ginormous this year, and she has two cubs, and her cubs are huge. So she gets a buy, and, you know, she earns it. She really earns it. And Bear 747 is, now he may not be your favorite fattest bear, but he is definitely the biggest bear on the Brooks River. Last year we did some laser scans and estimated weights, and we estimated 747 to be over 1,400 pounds. And because this is a subjective competition and vote, poor 747 has come in the runner-up the last few years.
Oh.
So he gets a buy. Now, the other buy is Bear 435 Holly, who is the reigning queen of corpulence. She won Fat Bear Week 2019, and because she was so fat, she was able to get pregnant. Female bears cannot get pregnant unless they are very fat, and she came back with a cub, so she gets a buy.
That's now explain that to me just for a second before we get back to the bracket. You said that female bears cannot get fat, or I'm sorry, cannot get pregnant unless they are very fat. Their body will reject unless they have enough weight on them to get through the season. Is that kind of what happens just naturally?
Exactly. Mating season is in the late spring, but the fertilized eggs will not implant until they get to the den, and they will not implant if the female bear is not healthy enough, and that means fat enough to sustain giving birth and then nursing in that first hibernation winter.
That's pretty fascinating. So we've got the matchups. And now I have to ask you this. So some of the bears have nicknames and some of them just go by numbers. Are the numbers basically the numbers? I imagine these bears have all been tagged and you're able to track them in some way, or is that not true?
We don't tag them. These are all wild bears. And in Brooks, what happens is, and it's been happening for a number of years, is we have bear monitors as part of the bear management team, and they have designated times and designated locations where they take copious notes on the bears they see. And if they have seen a bear for the first time and they've seen that bear at least three times in those monitoring sessions, then a bear gets a number. So you see a lot of the adult bears and the older bears have numbers. Subadults get, usually if they're seen, they get numbers the first year they've been emancipated from mom. We don't give numbers to cubs because cubs have a high mortality rate.
Yeah.
So they don't get their own numbers until their mom's booted them out of the nest, so to speak.
Well, I think it's, you know, Holly. Naomi, I'm sorry. I'm looking at Holly there.
I'm hefty, but I'm not as hefty as Holly.
I did. Hey, listen, in bear world, that means you're, you know, the best thing out there. So, you know, don't we all wish we could live in this world where I'm like, hey, I got to pack it on here, people. You know, it's our pandemic fantasy. I don't think it's fair that some people are going by numbers and some have a name. I'm going to vote for an Otis over an 856. I mean, I know that the picture plays in, but I really think we need nicknames for everybody. You know what I mean?
Well,
like Chunk's going to beat 719. I don't care what the picture looks like. Who's not voting for somebody named Chunk?
Well, I'll tell you, some of the Rangers used to give bears nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
And they, so they've kind of grandfathered in those nicknames, but actually the bear biologists disdain that practice. So we've stopped giving them nicknames. Now, privately, we have nicknames for them, but we don't give them publicly. And I will tell you, the Bear Cam viewers on explore.org have plenty of nicknames.
I'm sure they do. I didn't realize the bear biologists are fighting back on the nicknames. Is there a reason they feel like this is unfair to the bears to malign them with these nicknames?
It's not about malignment. They're scientists.
So... Naomi just said, they're not any fun. They just don't like the nickname thing. They want to go by the numbers. Okay, I get it. It makes sense. All right, so what do we have here? So Wednesday, September 30th, we had 151 versus 856 and 402 versus 812. Thank you so much to Naomi Boak from Katmai National Park and Preserve, where Fat Bear Week 2020 is going on. Go to explore.org, click on the vote banner. You can vote for Fat Bear Week. The championship round is Tuesday, October 6th, and then you'll see who the champion is of Fat Bear Week.